From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Congress will return to Washington after the Thanksgiving holiday and try to resolve a number of thorny issues. On December 6th, the House of Representatives is finally scheduled to vote on whether to grant the president trade promotion authority, or what used to be known as fast track. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Trade Promotion Authority gives the president the latitude to negotiate on behalf of the nation. Congress can approve or reject a trade pact, but cannot rewrite it. Lawmakers have ceded this kind of authority to presidents for more than half a century, but it lapsed during the Clinton administration, and Congress has refused to reinstate it ever since. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says it's a tool he can't do without.
If I'm pressing my counterpart to go to his or her bottom line, he or she is going to balk if they feel that Congress has the ability to reopen the deal. My counterparts fear negotiating once with the administration and then a second time with Congress.
Zoellick is not exaggerating, according to Gary Huffbauer, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
The reason we haven't had any negotiations of any significance for several years now, or a major reason, is that the U.S. has not had this authority.
And now, he says, with the world sliding into a recession, trade is actually falling. Ambassador Zoellick says the terrorist attacks have made lowering trade barriers all the more urgent because, he says, progress on trade could help restore confidence and revive economic growth.
The eyes of the world are on us. They're on the Congress.
Republicans in the House of Representatives are trying to break the deadlock. They pushed fast-track legislation through a key committee and predicted they'd win in the full House. But so far, they just don't have the votes. Organized labor, which went all out to block fast-track in the 1990s, isn't about to roll over now. It's been running ads to turn up the heat on members like Kansas Democrat Dennis Moore.
With layoffs mounting, why risk hasty trade laws that threaten more jobs? Tell Congressman Moore to vote no on fast-track.
Tell him to sit down and take another hard look at this.
Michigan Democrat Sander Levin says he and others won't sign on unless the U.S. breaks with the past, gives Congress more oversight, and sets new trade goals.
To build a floor in terms of labor standards. So when competition occurs, it isn't a race to the bottom. And when competition occurs, it isn't at the expense of our environment.
Levin and others want binding commitments that U.S. trade partners will prohibit child labor and forced labor and protect workers' right to organize unions. They want countries that break these pledges to face real consequences, including possible trade sanctions. Frank Vargo of the National Association of Manufacturers calls this a complete non-starter.
Countries will look at that and say, we're just not going to negotiate with you. Goodbye.
In fact, at the recent World Trade Organization meeting in Doha, Qatar, nearly all developing countries soundly rejected any notion of linking labor standards to trade rules in the next round of global trade negotiations. Congressional Republicans may be more willing to compromise. Their bill, authored by Bill Thomas of California, stipulates that U.S. trading partners should enforce their own labor laws and promote respect for internationally recognized labor standards. Still, Thea Lee, chief international economist for the AFL-CIO, is not impressed.
A country, for example, could have no labor laws. It could have labor laws that outlaw trade unions. It could have decent laws and gut them the day after it signed a trade agreement with the United States, and there'd be nothing in the Thomas bill that would hold that country to a higher standard.
Bush administration officials are still hopeful. They say with the successful WTO meeting, the need for fast track is more glaring than ever. But the Doha agreement has also fired up trade critics because the U.S. put its anti-dumping laws on the table. The beleaguered American steel industry contends these laws are vital to stop foreigners from selling below cost. Some lawmakers say the plight of this industry is just one more reason to keep U.S. negotiators on as short a leash as possible. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.